Hello, traders. This is the weekly market update podcast from Pipwise Broker. We start from the economics and, as usual, from the United States. Another week, another decent batch of data out of the U.S. Retail sales report on Thursday proved the American consumer resilience again, with core retail sales jumping 0.5%, while the past month data also receiving an upward revision. On the same day, the initial unemployment claims report was published, which proved that most of last week's surge was due to terrible weather conditions. Also, the Philadelphia Manufacturing Business Outlook Survey indicated much better conditions than what markets anticipated. Overall, the U.S. economy is in a very good shape, and all the fears of doomsayers are being proved wrong big time, and that is the reason behind the Economist's latest edition's cover, which depicts the U.S. economy as envy of the world. We expect the dollar index to continue rallying, albeit technical indicators suggest a minor correction is due. Elsewhere in the world and in the Eurozone, the European Central Bank cut interest rates again at its Thursday meeting, as expected. With inflation falling and economic activities weak, as ECB is expected to keep lowering the interest rates in the near future. In the United Kingdom, we were informed that the inflation pressures are abating, and that is a good news for BOE doves to push towards a more aggressive monetary easing. The inflation rate fell to 1.7% in September, which is the lowest level since April of 2021, and considering the fact that the services inflation also fell more than expected, we can be fairly certain that there will be little resistance against more rate cuts down the road, even though the retail sales report published on Friday points to a minor upward correction for the Eurolink. In the geopolitics arena, Israeli troops killed Yahya Sinwar, Hamas leader and the mastermind behind the 7th of October 2023 attacks on Thursday. With Sinwar gone, the decapitation of Hamas is complete and negotiations are meaningless right now. On the Lebanese front, the Hezbollah has mounted a tough resistance against IDF invading troops, which is surprising. A suicide drone hit Netanyahu's residence on Saturday, and this event might lead to the IDF or Mossad to restart assassination campaigns inside Iran, as the Israeli defense minister pointed out. For the next week, we will hear the PMI and durable goods order report out of the US, and also we will be witness to two central banks of Canada and China for the rate decision meetings. Good luck.